Action.
Damn it. Tommy, God
no,
damn
it's
it.
Fine. Don't all let right. Tommy break Tommy, you down, man. He's going to do that the whole time. Yeah. All
right. Welcome to Lost Story Studios. I'm Bo Fader.
I'm Brockton McKinney. And tonight we have Tommy Lee Edwards in the studio with us.
Tommy.
It's Tommy.
It's Tommy.
Oh, my God, Tommy.
Here we go.
This is Lost Stories at Lost Story Studios.
I didn't even know that you did it when you put your finger where you want to put it.
Yeah. All right. Welcome to the podcast. Tommy, the hell are you doing, man?
I'm going to the fridge.
Tommy, do not get in
Tommy,
the
get out of the fridge.
It's not time.
You
to
were told.
Do it so early.
Your wife said not to let you have any of those. Here, I'll help you get that open, though. So.
Wait, yeah.
I can't help it. He's so cute.
That's crazy how you use your teeth like that.
God damn it!
It hurts
so
bad.
You a while, dude.
My dental bills are zero because I don't go to the dentist. All right, cool. So
can I slow the show down for 1 second and like get another beer? I'm sorry. God. I asked you for one beforehand.
Oh, did
I'm
you?
Super sorry. Right, yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
And then that's it. And then I'm done. I'm ready to go into the thing.
This is all on the podcast, folks.
Just leave
just
it in.
Listen,
leave it in.
Waiting
don't
for
edit this.
Brockton to get his sweet little fucking beer.
I'm ready.
Little bitch.
Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Here's to the podcast. All right, so, you know, we're missing Jonas tonight. His seat is empty. It's kind of sad looking over there. There's an empty
beer
can.
There's nobody here. He's actually tattooing an anus tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, he does, that's like
a tattoo
his thing.
Artist on
mm-hmm.
side. And
he's
the,
a tattoo artist on side.
He's doing an anus. It's Brockton's. He's doing it right now.
Oh, what?
And Brockton's really dealing with this really well. Actually,
I feel good about it.
Much better than
it's
I thought.
It's not a big deal. I rubbed a bunch of Neosporin on it earlier.
Oh, you don't do that before the test. Okay, whatever. It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, like I said, what we do here is we hang out, we draw, we do commission work, we write comic books, and then we talk shit to each other. Mm. But tonight we have Tommy Lee Edwards. Tommy Lee Edwards.
Yeah. We got a treat tonight.
We have a treat.
And what are we talking about? Well, we got something.
No, we don't have anything to talk about. Tommy Lee, he hasn't been working ages. Yeah, he's been out of work for a long time.
No.
I actually haven't done many comics lately. I mean, it's funny because I'm doing so many things, but I'll have...
Yeah, like you sweep up a lot. You sweep up, you clean
but
up.
But people like, oh, you know, they'll tweet me and stuff going, man, when's your next comic coming out, you know? But I'm writing one, you know, and...
A big one.
Yeah, and it's called Vandroid. And it's coming out from Dark Horse Comics, actually, this coming week, I think, the 26th.
Oh, shit. Really?
February 26th.
Damn, I thought you were just like, I thought you got a janitor job. I thought you were cleaning. I really seriously thought you were just doing, like, cleaning up and stuff.
Yeah.
Because you came in the office.
He would just come, I know. It's
he
like
came
that,
in the studio
tonight
and started cleaning up stuff, and I was like, oh, that's what he does.
I'm
like,
I do, and also I do wear, like, a jumpsuit a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know?
But that's because we have the matching jumpsuits.
Right. Yeah, you and Brock, I was like, what the fuck are they doing tonight?
We're working.
Must be
we're working. He just comes to hang out with me, honestly. It's my job, but
really?
He's just being
you
cool.
You got to smoke a lot of cigarettes, clean up.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get called in to help Megaforce, we already have our costumes
jumpsuits
there.
Done and done, ready
right.
to go.
No, so, but seriously.
Deeds not words, motherfucker, and deeds is like cleaning trash.
So seriously, though, you do have a comic coming out called Vandroid, and we're super pumped, and it's it's based off of a lost 80s, I guess, film, a lost 80s film, right? And, like,
yeah.
And like, that we you guys have found the remains of this film and this idea, and, like, you've kind of, like, used it and done this, like, big multimedia campaign with it. Like, you're doing a comic, you're doing music, there's a
trailer
for it.
Finally coming
out. Well, the music survived.
And oh, the music survived.
So
okay.
Basically, the composer Nick Nicola, he lives in England now.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting up there in age, but he really kind of found he's got all the masters. So Ed Banger Records, which is a big electronic label out of France, they're putting out the album. It comes out in April,
mm-hmm.
and they've really. You know, helped out with, kind of funding the restoration
right.
of as much as we can find. So we found almost all of the screenplay, and it's a buddy of mine named Noah Smith, and we basically through them and some contacts in Italy, and then Bob Keane, who's a special effects master who did, man, everything from Hellraiser, Nightbreed, to The Dark Crystal, and Labyrinth.
Yeah. We're talking about some masterpieces here. Yeah.
So Bob, as you know, we've become friends throughout all of this, and he worked on Vandroid. He worked originally on Vandroid. And what's really cool is, he's got kind of negative feelings towards it because he never got paid.
We all know about how that goes.
So it was kind of one of those, oh, you know, it'll work out later. But then when the studio burned down, everybody ran out of money. And then there's legal shit. And then, you know, so anyway.
It happens.
We've got, you know.
But how many studios have we burned down? this is like our fourth one this year.
Yeah.
So basically, we're doing the comic book adaptation of the movie that never really ever got finished.
Oh, so badass.
So, Vandroid.com, you can check out some pages, stills. You can see there's a 30-second trailer.
Yeah.
And we're almost done restoring basically almost 5 minutes of the movie.
Oh.
I'm just gonna be finally able to be seen. We talked about this. We actually saw it when we were kids. Like, we had seen like the advertisements in the magazines. Right. We had, you know, because we got Fangoria, we got those magazines.
Starlog
had a huge like 3-page like, you know, expose on it. And so I remember just being so pumped
about it.
I had, and this is the goddamn truth. I actually had the model kit.
Yeah.
I had the van. I still have the box.
Right.
I still have like the box. Right. Like, you know.
I remember you telling me about the Vandroid wet dream you had. Like, that's what led into your manhood.
A different thing. I feel like it was less sexual, more cybersexual.
Right. You know? Cybersexual is what we call it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But loved the idea of it, and was just like, you know, so pumped about it. Like, not, I'm not saying that like as a innuendo.
You're pumped. Yeah, you got
no,
pumped.
No, not
in your dream.
That.
You got pumped. Buy it. You got pumped by it. It's okay. We're all friends. It's not going to go on the internet.
Okay.
I promise you.
Okay.
We'll just talk about it right now.
We were super excited about it. It never came out. We kind of forgot about it, and then Tommy like says like, hey, look. We're going to do this. We're going to put this thing
back. Yeah, we've been working on it for about 2 years now, trying to get this thing off the ground.
Jesus, man.
And it's a cool story. You know, some of the script is, as you'd expect, of that era. You know, it's some of it's pretty cheesy, you know, but there are some really great ideas in it. You know, it's about this guy named Chuck Carducci, who's a rock star mechanic. He builds custom vans.
Which is custom van culture back in the day was the shit.
Yeah, but it was really big in the 70s. And then now, you know, he was so huge that, I mean, every major award all over the world.
He won it all.
Yeah.
He won it all.
Trucking magazine.
He was the Tony Stark of custom vans.
He was in Trucking Magazine?
He was in Truck. Well, it's Truckin.
Oh, Trucking Magazine. Apostrophe. Sorry.
In apostrophe.
So. Vannon had become kind of passé.
Yeah.
Now we're 1984. Mm-hmm. Chuck hates himself. Right. He's a big cocaine addict. He's just a big...
We all were.
You know,
yeah,
so,
I got into the booger sugar, yeah.
So basically he's just completely down and out, and he's approached by his buddy Taylor, who he knew back at MIT. Of course, Chuck was a genius.
Yeah, of course.
And Taylor went into, you know, corporate world. He was all about the money.
Right.
And he basically... Well, Chuck did too, but he did it creating.
Right.
Taylor ends up building the most advanced AI, and it's this robot that he builds for NASA, and that the brain is so protective and so self-reliant, and they try and shut it down to do some tests. It freaks out, takes control of the lab, kills everybody.
Oh.
You know, so they.
I've already read it. It's brilliant.
They shut the whole thing down. But Taylor, of course, secretly has some secret, you know, financing kind of in the wings.
Right,
he's got
of course.
Some military.
Yeah, of course he does. Yeah.
So, you know, it ends up where... But he can't do it alone. No. So
he can't do it alone. You gotta have a team.
He needs Chuck.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He comes to Chuck. They haven't really talked much, but now it ends up where, you know, he comes to him and says, you know, hey, all the drugs and money you want. He tempts him.
Of course he does.
And now,
but are you saying to me? No, you're not saying drugs and money. Okay, okay. I jumped in too quickly.
I'm sorry.
Is it still fictional? Okay, yeah.
Right now.
I'm into that.
So Chuck ends up building his final masterpiece, or his ultimate masterpiece. Mm-hmm. He puts everything that he actually likes about himself, he writes in these journals in his computers.
Right.
So it's almost like a form of therapy.
Yeah, it's programming. It ends up being a form of programming.
What he does is he then builds Vandroid to look like himself in his own likeness.
But in his heyday.
Yes, when he liked himself, when he was fit, when he was handsome.
Yeah.
And then he uploads all of Vandroid's consciousness through his computers, and his brain and everything basically... all the information comes from what Chuck likes about himself. And he basically makes the ideal version of himself. When Chuck activates Vandroid, Vandroid thinks he's Chuck Carducci. And then from there, there's a few problems and things. Sure. But basically...
I would be okay with that. I'd be like, this is the perfect Brogdon McKinney, and just kill me. And
let that one go.
Yeah, let that one be my legacy.
As long as everything from the waist down is functional, too. I mean, you can have fun.
Oh, sure. Are you saying currently not functional for you?
Everything's not working down right now, you know.
Everything's not working, like the nipples down?
Nipples down. I can't feel shit. It's like black. If you took my shirt off, it would just be black.
Oh, jeez. God.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's bad.
I saw you when you like laughed a little bit. Your shirt came up and there was some veiny looking shit.
I need to go to the doctor for
green.
That's fine. You'll probably be fine.
I'll probably be fine, right?
Yeah.
After this comes out,
aspirin.
After Vandroid comes out, you'll kind of have another option.
Right.
Yeah, it comes with a manual on how to build your own life.
Thank fucking God, because I was really worried. My kid and my wife.
They don't know.
That's something that happens is it's actually Vandroid's quite touching because Chuck hasn't seen his wife in a year. They've been split up. But Vandroid thinks they're still together.
Oh.
Vandroid goes home.
That's exactly what's happening with Bo Vandroid.
That's what every night's like for me.
So Vandroid goes home, the wife opens the door, what the hell are you doing here? By the way, you look really great.
Yeah.
But what are you doing here, you know? And what happens is he finds out, shit, he's running out of batteries. Something on his heads-up display is telling him there's a power source somewhere nearby. He goes to his wife's medicine cabinet, and he finds this perfume. And then he's like, this is what I need. He drinks the perfume. And the wife's like, what are you doing? Oh, you're just the same as always, you alcoholic shithead, you know? I didn't know this was going to hit home so much with
you. That's okay.
Do you see him shudder?
It's all right. I'm good.
The hair on his neck stood out. That's the last hairs
he
has.
Hair on my neck.
Hairs on my neck.
They're like Brillo pads. So, where'd you get this? The mall, dumbass. He goes to the mall, he gets his perfume, you know, and what you find out is there's this whole company that, you know, that makes the perfume that secretly, of course, makes chemical weapons, and then they're secretly pulling the strings and blah, 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 and then Vandroid becomes, you know, friends with Chuck's old buddy from high school he used to race BMX with, and,
I got quiet, because I was like, I haven't read that far. I was like, what the fuck, that is good.
I'm giving away too much.
You're not enough.
We have exclusives here on...
Welcome to Lost Story Studios. That's the goddamn exclusives you want.
No,
you know
shit.
God
damn, that's bad.
He goes back to the Chuck's garage, and Chuck's customs, and then he finds three partially built female model robots, which who knows what Chuck was going to do with those. But
I know.
Those are...
Hey, fuck them.
The Vanettes.
Let's just say it.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
God, that never crossed my mind. So it's the Vanettes. So he finishes building the Vanettes, and he's got his whole team.
Oh, he's got a team.
And he's got a team put together.
And so, and Sammy.
I've seen pictures of Vanettes. I didn't know where they came in.
I've seen stills from the, you kind of see them in the trailer, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The 30-second trailer I've seen is like,
So you see a bit of the Vanettes, and also what you haven't seen that's in the comic is not only did Chuck build them, but like all good van makers, he... put a mural on Vandroid's back.
Of course he did.
So this is a really kick-ass airbrush mural of
a... You can't have a custom piece without a mural on it.
So I'm not... Yeah, that's how you do Vandroid. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Oh,
and
no.
And then
tell us it's okay. I don't mind. I'm, like, into it. I was like, well, shit, I need to kind
of
hear
and
it.
And then, of course, then they fix up the van. They put the mural on the van. You know, it's...
Of course they did.
You know, it's...
You but, have to have a mural on the van.
And then...
I haven't seen the mural. Know. I really haven't.
I haven't either. I don't know what it is. It's a mystery. Don't tell us. Don't tell us. I
kind of want to know.
No, man.
We can always edit it out
it's Bo's,
of my brain.
It's Bo's wife.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
She's got a nice rack.
She does.
I mean, I would right. blame her. Yeah, I'd be all about it. Yeah, I'd be pretty sweet.
As a barbarian.
Oh, wow. Shit. My wife is a barbarian. I'm all right with it.
Sit back with that for a minute. Yeah. It's okay with me.
Yeah, I'm all about that. I like the domination thing. I like you to be dominated a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so basically, so Dark Horse is putting that out, and it'll be 5 issues.
Which is a good run. That's a good run, man.
Yeah, so I brought it, you know, so my buddy Noah and I wrote it, and we kind of, you know, we're about 8 years apart in age, but we kind of grew up on the same, you know, that same genre of stuff.
He's older or younger than you?
He's younger than me. Yeah, and then Dan McDade is an artist in Scotland that I found to draw it. What's cool is that we've been able to track down, you know, guys who worked as extras on Android.
Oh, right, yeah.
They
so
had
like,
photos, you yeah. know. They, that's how
we made compile, like, yeah. this history.
Oh, I saw the burn photo you had, you know. It was like, that was like the motorcycles or whatever. Like, one of the last things. They were talking about how they walked
like
through the
everything
smoking
we love.
Wreckage and pulled it out.
It's like B-movie heaven, like awesome, badass soundtrack from the 80s. Cool action fucking robot. Badass guys killing murder.
They had, you want to find that sweet spot.
They
you
were
want to
find so. Sweet spot, right? I mean,
and comic books. Oh, yeah. Comic books. Yeah,
they were so ambitious. I mean, they had all these ideas that they never got to do. Like, you know, they put out stuff to help try and make the movie, like the model kit that.
Oh
that
right, Brockton sure, had. Yeah.
But then, like, you know, they had designed a game for the Atari system that they were able to do.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I never saw it.
There's, and a lot of that stuff is in the comic. In the back, we have all these supplemental things where you get to see what that game would have looked like.
Oh.
You get to see the model. You get to see... And then we have an interview with the production designer. It's pretty cool. And who he's the guy... Who, he's the brother of Alfonso Corona, the guy that did...
No!
Not Alfonso Corona. From Deathstalker 3 fame?
Yes.
Is it Deathstalker 3?
Yeah, I think that's what, right?
Jesus Christ, so, that's his brother.
Yeah, so there's a lot of, you know... So
that is huge.
Wow.
So a lot of the guys aren't with us anymore.
Sure,
you know,
of course.
And the rest are like
in
Italy, and there's a language barrier.
But there's a thing about Vantroid where it's like... There's that sweet spot that you always remember from being a kid, where it's like the 80s, VHS.
There's a few movies that
cut music.
Monster Squad, Goonies, things like that capture that like feel, you know, where you're like, that is the 80s.
Yeah.
And this is one of those things where you're like...
You're walking through that video store, and you're seeing that Vantroid.
I was robbed of this, but now I'm giving it. It's like a gift from the 80s.
There's two. There's a Vantroid VHS and a Vantroid Beta. You gotta pick with me. Like, I don't know. You know, like, what do my parents have? I don't know.
I have VHS.
Yeah, well, we had VHS, sure. But I mean, some kids
I could afford Beta. Beta kids were fucking assholes.
Yeah, but those are nice pictures.
Those kids. That's a nice, better picture. Sure, of course. I can't wait to see it.
So, February 26th. That's it.
Jinx. You owe me cocaine. Go.
And then, I'm not sure when the trade paperback will come out, but sometime, I guess, probably in the fall.
Man. You need to buy the individual issues.
Get those singles, man.
Because it's, you know, that really does, you know, it's amazing how much, you know, it's like, we'd like to do a deluxe edition that has, you know, the comic with the album.
Yeah.
And maybe even oversized with the album on vinyl.
Oversized comic.
So, I mean, you know, it's like, but it all depends on how well the singles sell. You know how.
So if you love it, pick it up.
Maybe
yeah.
you guys
grab
should.
Singles
maybe you guys should think about doing a laser disc.
Jesus Christ!
And
man.
Everybody can come over to my house
because
I'm the only one that I know has one.
That's an open invitation, just so you know, folks. That's it right there. Tommy and
I
were just saying, like,
I have two laser discs.
Buy the singles,
if you get a laser
and we're able to do the lasers, there is an open invitation to watch the laser disc with the three of us at his house.
Yeah.
That's a goddamn guarantee.
You have to bring beer. That's the only thing. If you don't have beer,
bring some beer. Bring us.
You're not old enough to buy beer, then you're fucked.
No, you gotta find someone else to do it.
Or you buy your parents.
Wait outside the 7-8, you know, or whatever.
7-8.
That's a it's a place down the street.
It's a 7-Eleven.
Oh, well, I think this one's like
terrible,
has less people.
a 7-8.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, it's like, you know, go there, wait outside, find some beer, you know, get it, bring it here. Yeah. That's fine. We'll make it work. Yeah.
Okay. That's, I can't wait. I'm super psyched.
Vandroid.
So, well, that's pretty badass. What else? What do we got? What else? That's it. We're done.
So we'll plug the vandroid.com one more time.
Oh, yeah.
And then or TommyLeeEdwards.com, and you can see Vandroid. Mm-hmm. You can see some of the new DC covers I just did.
Can see some badass.
Oh my god!
The steampunk DC covers, bad as fuck.
Jinx, you owe me cocaine.
Huh? What? The way you have a Brock, you have a. Something you want to talk about tonight, right?
Well, I just want to talk about the fact that I thought it was weird that tonight when we were hanging out in the restaurant that we had all heard.
Right, we went out
that
to eat tonight.
We went out to eat tonight. Yeah. We're like, we get prepped for the show and come over. And I just thought it was weird that we all knew that particular urban legend.
Hmm? Oh, right.
Yeah. But, you know, yeah.
So what about ZZ Top and Rich Little?
And actually, the way that I had heard it, I don't know if this was, they pronounced it ZZ Top.
ZZ Top. Right. It was a Z Top.
ZZ Top. And but I say ZZ Top. And that's fine. But like the everybody knows a story. And again, the three of us, everybody,
yeah, it's a
general
classic.
Population. Sure.
It's a 100 above and beyond. A
ZZ
million
Top,
times people don't.
You know, had
murdered
sex
Rich Little.
With Rich Little's dead body.
Yeah. Everyone knows that.
Everybody knows that story. Yeah. That's a classic story. And everybody knows that.
Yeah, that's boring.
Yeah. And nobody talks about it. But the thing that people don't normally talk about is the fact that Lionel Richie saw it happen.
Right.
Like, you know, and so that's what, and then you guys were like, what? No, we totally
I didn't know that.
Yeah, of course we know that, you know. Or
yeah,
you
didn't
know
I didn't know that.
Tommy knew it, and he was like.
Well, Tommy's been around.
Was this, yeah, and this was, it was up near Detroit.
Yeah, of course.
And.
Of course it was.
This is what happened at the bridge.
Mm-hmm. It's happened at the bridge.
It's what happened at the bridge.
Mm-hmm. This is like 87 or something, I think.
I think it was a bit earlier.
Was it earlier than that?
Yeah, maybe. No, that's about right.
I'd say 87, 85, 87.
Within that, 83, 87, in that area. Like, you know.
83, 87. A wide berth.
Well, I mean, there's a wide berth. I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm just saying, like, people have been passing it down, you know? This is like an urban legend.
In 83, I was there.
Well, so, but well before that, ZZ Top, they were homeless.
Right, yeah, that's right.
Oh, they lived under that bridge.
The bridge, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
100%.
For years and years, ZZ Top lived underneath this bridge.
Stop saying ZZ Top. Well, they're killing me with
that. That is the way that they say it.
I know that's what they say.
Well,
they're
wrong.
We'll
eventually
they're homeless, bearded freaks. I mean, you don't listen to what they say.
Sure. But ZZ Top lived underneath the bridge, like for years, homeless. These guys lived there, you know what I'm saying? And they did, you know, get hold of Rich Little's body.
Yeah. How somehow. Do they do that? He's alive. I mean, Rich Little is supposedly still alive, right? I mean, maybe he's
no.
not.
No.
No, he's
everyone
dead.
Thinks he is. But no, what happened was it was something about he was wanting to cross the bridge, didn't want to pay the toll.
Oh.
They came out.
They would climb out. They would climb out, like, on the sides
with
or whatever.
With their guitar strings.
Yeah. They're, like, pulling guitar strings and climbing up on the bridge.
Right.
And they'd be like, you know, pay the toll. And most people would be like, yeah, here's the coins. Here's the, you know, take my spare change or whatever.
Sure.
And ZZ Top would just go back underneath.
Descend back under the bridge.
Exactly. But, like, Rich Little's like, hey, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not paying
Rich Little?
You.
I mean, why would he be? He's in Detroit in the mid-80s. He's crossing a bridge.
It's
himself?
A bridge.
Walking out in the middle of Detroit by himself.
No, he was driving. He was
driving. Okay.
In a car.
And he was driving a red, what was it, Ford?
I think it was a Ford Festiva.
No, it was, you know, the ZZ Top hot rod.
The 40s Ford.
That's where it
That's where it came from. That's where they got it.
No, I know you're talking about 40s, like 40s Ford.
The
like,
way the story
slam,
came out was to bring
sled,
in
Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
Lionel Richie.
He was trying to basically, he was really trying to get Motown. You know,
I'm pushing this. Yeah. I'm like hitting up everybody, talking to producers, like
basically trying
this
to
sound.
And they were like, "You need to get more like in touch with the street."
Right.
You know?
Okay. So Lionel Richie, or Rich Lionel, as he was known in the day,
was
and
he?
Yeah, of course he was. Rich Lionel and Rich Little maybe they were out together driving. I don't know. Like,
oh, is that true?
I'm just saying, like, speculation is in the, if you read the police reports, which I did before.
I felt like the car drove up, you know, this is just the way I heard it, but okay. The car drove up, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And, like, they ask, you know, ZZ Top, like, comes up, and they're like, you know, pay the toll, right. And, like, Rich Little's like, no, you know, like, I'm not
going to do it. Like a, does they he do it like a funny him. Voice? Like, he does it in like a he does
no
like
way,
a,
he's, like, super impression? Pissed. He's not doing any kind really? Of impressions. Gosh, yeah, he's wow. just like, I'm not paying the toll.
I'm not paying the toll.
I'm not paying the toll. No, he's like, no, I'm not paying the toll, you know, they pull him out. He is saying like, "Don't put it in my butt."
That's a Richard Nixon
or whatever. That, but no, but he does say that as they're pulling him out. That
oh,
was
he does
Nixon.
The only impression he
yeah,
does.
Yeah, yeah, because like... he was like really scared. He defaulted to his saying.
Wow!
Don't put it in my mouth. Don't make fuck to my mouth.
Or God, whatever. Don't make fuck to my mouth is what Richard would say. Jesus,
they did say that. Don't make fuck to my mouth. Like, don't make fuck to my mouth. They pull him out or whatever, and they say straight make fuck to his mouth like immediately.
Whoa!
And that it. Kills him. He's dead as a
which one? The two bearded guys or one like?
No, the one guy without the beard. Refuses to like kind of like engage in that kind of stuff.
Oh, so the two bearded trolls or whatever.
The two bearded trolls, whatever. That guy is just like sort of hanging out with him, you know.
Yeah, he's just like, I don't have any choice. Like,
I'm part of the ZZ Top, and I don't want to.
What are they doing now, ZZ Top?
I think they live under the bridge still. I think they went back under the bridge.
But I think.
Jesus.
They live under the bridge, but like they're in New Orleans or Alabama or something.
No, yeah,
they
yeah,
move.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
they're
right,
jumping
you're right.
Around.
No, I'm sorry.
Something about like duck hunting?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Right?
Are you serious?
Yes,
is
it's
that
him.
Them?
It's him. It's
I saw.
Him.
I saw that.
It
I
was,
saw it on TV, and I was
it
like,
"It is those guys."
It is.
There's just enough hate and vitriol in this. I can tell you're right. It's a what are those guys?
Lionel Richie has been saying that for a decade.
Right.
Just so you know, he saw that happen. You know what I'm saying? And like, he was like, "These guys. These are the guys."
Yeah.
You know. Who did this, who made fuck to the mouth and killed this guy or whatever, and they pulled him underneath there, you know, Rich
right,
Little.
Sure.
And like, and he was like, you know, and I didn't
right.
give it any credence. I was like, no, it can't be. The way I heard it was, Lionel Richie sees it happen. He's just like jogging. He's like behind the car. Car pulls up, you know, Rich Little gets pulled out, gets made mouth fuck and like you kill him
right.
or whatever. And Lionel Richie's like, what the fuck? And they're like, you know, now you pay the toll. And Lionel Richie's like, I don't have any money, and they're like, "What do you, you know, you
what
gotta
you
pay
got?
Something."
What you got?
Yeah. He's like, "I have some tickets to a play," and they're like, "Okay,
tickets to a play,
like, ticket to a play." He's like, you know, and it's three tickets.
Whoa!
For the you know, and so like,
Lionel Richie, Rich Little, and who are gonna go?
No, like Rich Little is mouthfuck dead.
I was saying like
originally
who are they going? Who originally who was going?
God damn, I don't know. It's probably him, Sade, and Michael Jackson.
Damn.
I mean, I think that's like who he was probably going to bring. One ticket was for Lionel Richie, right?
But even at that, I don't think that what I heard is what really sold them on we can't kill this guy is when he said hello.
Oh, right. That is right.
And when he
right.
said it
mm-hmm. in such a way.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. And they were like, God, it's kind of
is it me?
Souls.
Is it he said, is it me you're looking for?
And they were like,
right.
And then they said yes all night long.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's the origin of that song.
God, and that's
both
how it came
songs.
Out. Right, right.
Two
and that,
songs.
That, okay. And obviously Lionel Richie's still alive, still making hits.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. how it happened.
And Rich Little dead as a motherfucker.
Yeah, he's been well, he got made mouthfuck.
You know, I mean Lionel Richie was not real smart with his money. He didn't make good contracts.
Yeah.
Really. So the only way he survived is from his train line.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You know,
oh,
the Lionel
right.
Train set.
Oh,
yeah.
No shit, that's him.
Yeah.
That was him. He had those originally, and like he was just like, I'm just like not doing well. Like
yeah.
I'm still got like these
right.
toys will make it. You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I can fall back on the Lionel.
And they're like, and that's what I promise you. That is exactly what ZZ Top said. You know, three tickets isn't enough. He was like, what about this like toy train set that
right.
I've got or whatever. And so they're like, oh, you know, it's fine. They take it or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, you go with us to
I actually said to Lionel
to
Richie,
play.
When he was on the bridge, I actually said to Lionel Richie, you've got legs and you know how to use them. He like
oh,
said, run away. You
Jesus,
know?
Right.
And then that was like a spark that's whole.
That sparks them.
Yeah. So Lionel
yeah.
Richie was like almost like a weird indirect muse.
We're seeing mm-hmm. a lot of
yeah.
like origin stories.
Right.
Here.
A lot of origins happening on this one bridge
mm-hmm.
one night. Only thing we're seeing is Rich Little did get raped to death and killed.
That's 100% true.
That's 100% true.
That's rough to hear. And maybe
Tommy's breaking
maybe
up a little
needs
bit.
Be
Tommy's,
edited.
Don't cry, man. Don't cry.
A tiny bit. But yeah, that is
100%
true.
I mean, so one life sacrificed
mm-hmm.
for a bunch of people's careers, you know?
Right. So,
well, not a bunch, but just two careers.
Lionel Richie, ends up taking ZZ Top to the play, mm-hmm. and they get there, they walk in the door.
It's well, he's only got three tickets, so only one can...
he's like, you Lowry's like, you guys go. I don't want to have anything to do with this. Sure, have a good goddamn time in here, or whatever. And they go inside, and they sit down, they're ready for the play, all three members of ZZ Top, and White Lion takes the stage.
What the fuck?
White Lion
takes the stage. A play with White Lion.
Well, that's what they say.
I find this...
That's what they say. They're like, this isn't a play, this is fucking a White Lion concert. You know? And they're like, what's going on, or whatever. And then Lionel Richie locks the doors.
Oh, shit.
Locks the doors to the theater.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know that. This is not... I've not heard this.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not.
I thought this was like common knowledge.
No.
Locks the doors.
It was at the Fox Theater in Detroit.
That's exactly right. Okay, so it's at the Fox Theater, and they get in there. Lionel Richie chains the doors. They're all sitting there. They're like watching... White Lion comes on. They start playing or whatever, and White Lion's like immediately like, you know, I wonder if these curtains are flammable. And sets the goddamn curtains on fire.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. Sets the goddamn curtains on fire. The entire place is, like, just burning. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, and ZZ Top's in there. They're like, Jesus Christ, you know, what's going on? And smoke's filling the place up or whatever. They can't get out. They're, like, pushing away. Everybody in the entire theater is burned.
Dead,
burned alive. It's a goddamn hot box.
Wow.
It's a microwave.
Sounds terrible.
It is terrible. They're like, you look it up, though.
I'm looking it up online.
It happened.
Right now.
Fox Theater. You know what I'm saying? And the
between 83 and 87.
83 and 87 is like the sweet spot for like when that might have happened.
Hundreds of people died. Yeah,
sure. Hundreds of people died. And it's all taken care of. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're all done. And then 2 days later, a man named Fred is like, I was in the fire, but I survived. He's like, and I saved three, I was able to save three people, drag them out.
Fred.
He's like, I was terribly burned, you know?
But he saved three people.
But he saved three people. And the three people he saved were ZZ Top.
Wow.
Whoa.
He pulled those guys out. And man,
Fred died of his burns, though,
he
right?
didn't die. His name was Fred Krueger.
Oh my God!
And he actually
they made some movie.
He went on to star in Friday the 13th. All of them.
They put a mask on him because he was so fucked up.
He was so fucked up.
No way!
They had to put a goddamn hockey mask on.
So
his
you
face.
Know that Jason Voorhees is Freddy Krueger?
Oh shit! Is that true?
I'm just saying. I don't know. That's
oh
weird.
No! I see what you're saying. Like Freddy is Freddy Krueger would be. He had the mask on.
Holy shit!
The whole
shit.
Goddamn.
Why
do they
call him Jason Voorhees then?
Well, that's a movie, man. That's not real.
Oh right, right.
Christ,
oh, you're saying the person that played Jason Voorhees is Freddy Krueger? God damn, that is fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's pretty meta. I don't know, man.
But the guy without the beard.
Mm-hmm.
Never spoke again.
Never.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's been mute ever since.
So, any of the music that's sung by ZZ Top is...
He can't even... The weird thing was, though, like, it's some kind of curse kind of shit that happened to him. He actually plays the drums, but every time he hits the snare, nothing comes out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so it's like...
A ghost snare.
Yeah, he can no longer speak or, like, make sounds.
They had to record a snare for him.
Period. Yeah, it's like nothing... They Milli Vanilli the snare and the hi-hat for him on every fucking song. That's true. That's a true goddamn story, though.
Wow.
That's like, yeah, yeah. He's like, he can neither talk nor make sound, like, to this day. And the other two members, like, went on, you know, legs, all that stuff. That was the thing. Lionel Richie, like, walks away from it clear. He's, like, got all these badass ideas for, like, stuff where he's, like, you know.
Rich Little dead, raped in the middle of a bridge.
Sure, there's Rich Little, but we
I'm just saying, I don't bring it back. I mean, no, let's not forget about it. One of America's greatest,
about it.
Greatest impressionists.
Is that Sniglets?
No, that's not Rich.
I always get confused.
That's Rich Hall.
Rich Hall.
Yeah, he did Sniglets.
Okay.
Not Rich Little. Rich Little did Impressions.
Rich Little did Impressions,
yeah. Rich Little did, you know, like Christmas Carol.
Pink
Panther TV show.
Yeah.
Big time stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, and like...
He was
dead. He's dead. Raped. Mouth raped.
Sexually mouth raped to death.
Sexually mouth raped. Ooh, that's the worst way to go.
It's not that bad.
Why now you only see, I mean, lots of people think he's still around because, like, they put him on an episode of Futurama. People, like, do homages to him.
Right. It's an impression. Yeah,
They're doing an impression of an impressionist.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And they still credited him as Rich Little.
Yeah.
They don't want the secret to come out.
He was on an episode of CSI, and it was just his body, and they raped the mouth again.
God damn. What the fuck?
I know. That's why I was like, no. I said no.
And Rich Little's body as Rich Little's body getting raped again.
Right.
I mean, even if you look up online, you can look up Rich Little on Dead or Alive, and you know,
it's dead.
Just completely conflicting information.
Oh, of course it is. Because he's credited here, but he's been dead since 87 to 83.
Technically, he could be alive, but, like, not living.
Well, technically, if he was alive, he'd be, like, 179.
Oh. What the fuck?
When was he born?
He was born?
Shit, Rich Little was, like, one of the founding fathers.
Yeah, he was 1873.
If you look closely at the Constitution, Rich Little's signature... is right there. He's an architect of our country.
Mm. Where do you think they got the story for Deadwood?
Oh
no! Is that really?
He started a town, and basically, you know, in the gold rush, and you know, he was a total bastard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
And ran it into the ground. You know, just.
And then he ends up dying in Detroit in mouth rape.
Yeah. But that's like a goddamn run, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you had your
start
run.
Started the late
1800s.
Yeah, it was 80s. All karma, man. I mean,
that's what happens. That's what comes back around.
Totally karma.
Anybody who, like, says there's no such thing as karma, that is it right there. Look at the story of Rich Little starting from the years of Deadwood, you know, up till the time that he was sexually mouth assaulted in Detroit, you know, in between 83 and 87. Mm-hmm. And you'll see, like, shit comes back around.
And actually, you know, another thing you don't know is that Lionel Richie's real name is Lionel Rich Little. Lionel Richard Little, another weird... Well, you
know, I think he might have taken that on afterwards.
Well, really? I don't know.
Yeah, he was like.
But it is weird that after that encounter, Lionel Richie turned into a white guy.
Oh, totally. What? He was a classic soul singer.
But then what happened was, you know, the trains weren't quite cutting it.
Yeah.
You know, the music's kind of.
It's bringing in.
So he decides to become, at one point in the. I think this was like early 90s, he basically started a private eye firm.
What? Oh, yeah. No shit.
And basically, and he's hired by a guy named Louis Cipher to track down Rich Little.
Oh.
Because Rich Little...
I remember this. Yeah, I do remember this. This was in the newspapers. Okay.
It was something where, and then Rich Little... You know, so the legend is that one of the reasons why Rich Little lived so long and was so successful was he did a deal with the devil.
Oh. Wow. That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Because we always knew about the Old West shit, but we didn't know how he could make it that far.
Yeah. We just assumed he was super fucking old
and made it. And karma gets you in the end. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Lionel Richie, now a private eye.
Yeah,
a white
of course
guy,
he is. Yeah,
a white private eye.
White private eye.
In the early 90s.
Sure, of course.
Searches for Rich Little, but he already knows what happened, but he's blocked it out, basically. He's tried so hard to forget the horrific event.
So he's like a brand new person, essentially. He's like rebooted.
Yeah.
That happens. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But what he finds out is he finally finds an old trunk that has... you know, Rich Little shit in it.
Yeah.
You know, and he finds it under a bridge.
Oh, what the fuck? Where did that
bridge? Yeah. Christ.
So this all comes
back. Time's come back around.
Did it come from ZZ Top?
Right.
You know, what? And then what happens is he opens the trunk and he finds photos of Rich Little.
Mm-hmm.
He finds, you know, Rich Little's, you know, memoirs. He finds all this stuff. And in there, next to the photos is a mirror. He picks up the mirror, looks at himself, realizes he is Rich Little.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Holy shit. He's just morphed into this other person.
No, that is a lost story. I didn't even know that part of it. I swear to Christ. Oh, that's like a brand new thing. He looks in the mirror.
Yeah. And he sees that he is. So basically, my theory is that Lionel Richie died on that bridge.
Oh, Lionel Richie got mouth raped
into death. Christ.
So now what, you know, so what's happened is basically Rich Little became, well, it gets confusing. Yeah. Basically what happens is Rich Little lived on as Lionel Richie. This explained why he turned white.
Right.
This explained, you know, how he, you know, lives so long.
And why he forgot?
Yeah.
And why he forgot, exactly.
His memories got wiped or whatever. Yeah. He's, like, trying to figure it out or whatever. He looks in that goddamn mirror.
It's blowing my fucking mind out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, basically, what we're saying is Lionel Richie got mouth raped and died by ZZ Top.
Well,
it completely flips the story.
Sort of, yeah. I mean, like, definitely Rich Little had a sexual assault.
Right.
You know, kind of. Man. But maybe, like, his soul kind of
transferred
into. Yeah, Lionel Richie. Yeah, and Lionel Richie's, like, walking away
that
from that.
That explains why Lionel Richie went from, like, the Commodores.
Kind of, like,
he went from the Commodores to being, like.
Yeah.
Lionel Richie. Yeah.
Right, because Commodores is like, white. You know, like, totally, like, just they did
it. Super soul.
And then, like, all of a sudden, they're, like, white out. But it's because, like, it's shifting. The personality shifting.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he's being overtaken. And then he gets hired to find out who killed Rich Little. And, you know, so he's, like, walking through the whole thing. And he finds it. He's like,
he finds it has
still, if you drive over that bridge.
In Detroit. You're from Detroit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know this.
If you drive over
that's
that
why we
bridge,
were all talking about this.
You can hear, like, if you have your windows down, the wind's blowing, you can hear Rich Little sounding like Lionel Richie screaming, I know who I am! I know who I am! I know who I am! And then...
I've heard that! Nobody even knew what it was! Wow, I have heard that. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
So that's...
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I know who I am. I know who I am. I know who I am.
It's tearing me up. I mean,
it's tearing me up because it's so fucking sad. It's
so sad. It's like destroying me.
I don't even like to hear it. I don't like to hear how good it is.
I know.
I did it.
Oh, shit. Folks. Folks, you just heard it right there. That's a lot of
stuff. So many exclusives happening right now.
So many exclusives.
Podcast 5, Episode 6. Mr. Brockton, okay. Your fucking That's numbering crazy. Situation.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Goddamn.
Well,
piece
the season 2 will fix it.
I followed it the whole. No, this is season 2. This is the beginning. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Well, season 2 all is right, like 2-1. Right. Right?
Okay.
There's no 0-0-0. Season 2 is like 2-0-1. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're back on track.
2-0-1.
Or whatever the fuck it is.
What the fuck does that even mean, 2-0-1?
I mean, God, you obviously don't download a lot of, like, illegal shit.
Cause, no, I exactly don't. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
I don't. I pay for everything I download.
<Not true.
clears throat> All right. That's not true. God damn it, Dolly, shut up.
You can hear that.
Yeah. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Ah, the sounds of the ocean. All right. Thank you for listening to Lost Story Studios podcast. It's been awesome. A very good one.
Welcome to season 2.
Welcome to season 2.
I'm Brockton McGinney.
I'm Bo Fader.
I'm Tommy Lee Edwards.
Tommy Lee Edwards.
Thanks for listening and thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Yeah,
I'm
no problem, man.
Looking forward to coming back and thanks for supporting independent comic books.
Yeah, fuck that shit. We don't care about those.
God damn, man.
No,
that's
we do.
Like
I'm
weird
just kidding.
To
of
say.
Course.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
It's like weird that you say that, Lee, because that's like all we are. You know, it's like
we're
almost
independent
like,
comics,
you're like
but we're like better than most people.
Oh, okay. Sure, there's that.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, Tommy's coming back for some.
Tommy's coming back. He has
yeah,
to now.
We're calling out Bernard Chang right now.
Yes, we are. Bernard Chang, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
You're going to be in the studio getting hammered with us.
Yeah, you need to, you need to have
Jonas,
out.
We miss you. I'm sorry.
Jonas,
God
you dirty
rest
son
your
of
soul.
A bitch. I can't
he
believe you died
this
so
weekend.
Quickly
yeah.
this weekend.
I didn't really mourn it. I didn't really mourn it.
Mm-mm.
Well, I think we found the way that the show always probably should have
mm-hmm.
been.
Right. This is kind
exactly.
of the way it's supposed to be. And what we could do is let Jonas listen to it and, like, he could kind of interject. And then we could, like, sort of edit out his stuff.
If he was alive.
Well, sure. If he was still alive.
He's not alive.
Maybe. Well, no. I'm just saying, like, you know, one of us could pretend to be Jonas.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
For this one episode, now he can just say.
One of us could do something really shitty that wasn't, like, integral to the show.
Right.
And
we just cut
himself
it
on that bridge.
He did, in Detroit, that one night.
Yeah. Is that
Rich
what they call
Little
him?
Is Lionel Richie. Rich Little is Lionel Richie.
Just remember.
Okay, so thank you guys for showing up. Don't forget to go to LostStoryStudios.com. And
Vandroid.com.
Vandroid.com.
Tommy Lee Edwards.
TommyLeeEdwards.com. And thank you so much.
Season 2 is going to rip your goddamn
mind
off.
Out.
It's going to rip your mind out and
yeah,
off.
And off.
Both of it, because like it's coming. Here it is.
Where's my clip? All right. Thank you so much. See you later. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Tommy.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you.
We've done nothing for you.